السلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله all praise and thanks is due solely to Allah سبحانه وتعالى for granting us another night of صلاة التراويح tonight in سورة المائدة our حفاظ Allah سبحانه وتعالى preserve them and guide them always we heard them reciting two very important verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes for us the equilibrium of Islam, the just balance. Addressing the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعَدْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقُكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ صدق الله العظيم. This is verse number 87 and 88. Please go and look it up at home, inshallah. You know, when it comes to memorizing or trying to retain information, then one of two ways. In actual fact, if you can combine the two, you will see your ability to retain information will be so much more powerful. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. One is repetition, and the other one is writing things down. So if you go look it up at home now, what surah is it? Suratul Ma'idah. Verse number 87 and 88. And then what you have understood of tonight's talk, make a little note. Get a little notebook and make a note in it. You know, the poet says, he says, Al-ilmu saydun wal-kitabatu qayduhu. Qayyid suyudaka bil-hibali al-wathiqa. Famin al-hamaqati an tasida ghazalatan, thumma tatrukuha bayna al-khalaiqi taliqa. He says, knowledge is prey. P-R-E-Y. Not P-R-A-Y. Knowledge is prey. P-R-E-Y. وَالْكِتَابَةُ قَيْدُهُ And writing it down is securing it, tying it up. قَيِّدْ سُيُودَكَ بِالْحِبَالِ الْوَاثِقَةِ Tie up your prey with strong rope. فَمِنَ الْحَمَاقَةِ Because it's of madness, of insanity, أَن تَصِيدَ غَزَالَةً To catch a gazelle, you know, a buck, like a springbok or a chems buck, to catch a gazelle, ثُمَّ تَتْرُكُهَا بَيْنَ الْخَلَائِقِ طَالِقَةِ And then to just let it roam free. It's going to run away from you. And so is the likeness of knowledge. So repetition and writing things down. إِذَا لَمْ تَكُنْ حَافِظًا وَاعِيًا فَجَمْعُكَ لِلْعِلْمِ لَا يَنْفَعُ أَتَحْضُرُ بِالْجَهْلِ فِي مَجْلِسٍ وَعِلْمُكَ فِي الْكُتُبِ مُسْتَوْدَعُ The poet says, sorry, I keep saying the poet and I never tell you who the poet is. I don't know who the poet is. That's why the Arabs, you know, they love poetry. So they are quoting it all the time. So they don't even consider or remember or think it's important to say who said it, but they just narrate it. The poet says, he says, إِذَا لَمْ تَكُنْ حَافِظًا وَاعِيًا If you don't memorize knowledge and retain, then your acquisition of knowledge is in vain. Will you come to a sitting without any knowledge while your knowledge is stored in books from the college? From the college, I added that just to make it rhyme, you know? So inshallah, part of this dars, part of this halaqah tonight, inshallah, is that we don't just want to listen to a talk and then forget it. We want to retain some of that knowledge that we can take it home, that we can share it with our loved ones, share it with our friends, share it with our colleagues, the people at work, the people on the train, in the bus, and the taxi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us in the bus and the taxi, especially, ameen. But inshallah ta'ala, to gather that knowledge and to retain it, and then to give it over, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Because we're going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah, not just about our money, وَمَا لُكْ مِنْ أَيْنَ اتَّسَبْتَ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ Your money, where did you get it from, and how did you spend it? Allah is also going to ask us, وَعِلْمُكَ مَاذَا صَنَعْتَ بِهِ Your knowledge, what did you do with it? Right, back to which verse? Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 87 and 88, mashaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O those of whom who believe. May Allah make us of the true believers. You know, when you hear that, that's a khitab. Allah is speaking directly to us. لا تحرموا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do not make unlawful the good, pure things that Allah has made lawful for you. مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Allah. And also do not transgress the bounds. Don't make unlawful that which is lawful. And also do not transgress the bounds. You see, this is the equilibrium. This is the just balance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Allah loves not those who transgress the bounds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain things lawful. إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنَ. In the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Imam al-Nawawi has considered it one of the 40 most important ahadith. That's why I included it in the Arba'in al-Nawawi. In actual fact, Al-Imam Ahmad says that this hadith is one of the 4 ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam around which the entire deen of Islam revolves. إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنْ. That which is lawful is clear. وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنْ. And that which is unlawful is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. And between the two there are doubtful areas. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Not many people know about these doubtful areas. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبَهَاتِ. So whoever stays away from doubtful areas, فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ مِنْ دِينِهِ وَعِرْدِهِ. He has saved his religion and he has saved his honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبَهَاتِ. And whoever falls into doubtful areas, وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. Then they've fallen into that which is prohibited. Why? Because the Prophet has commanded us. He says, دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. Leave that which you doubt for that which you don't doubt. As soon as there's doubt, leave it out. The Sahaba used to leave 70 doors of halal, not making it unlawful for them, but they were cautious. They were always careful. They would leave 70 doors of halal out of fear of going through one door of haram. So whenever there's doubt, leave it out. كَالرَّاعِ. Then the Prophet makes a similitude. He says, like a shepherd, يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِمَى. Taking his sheep to graze at the border of another man's land. يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ. Almost allowing those sheep to go over into that man's land. أَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَلِكٍ حِمَى. Indeed, for every king there are borders. أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَى اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ. Indeed, the borders of Allah are his prohibitions. So we need to learn what those prohibitions are, and then we can move flexibly within them. Think of them as a circle. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has set. Don't come near to these boundaries. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has set. Do not transgress those boundaries. But freely within those boundaries we can move. Islam is not لَيْسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِفْرَاتِ. Islam is not an open hand, you can't do what you like. وَلَيْسَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ التَّفْرِيطِ. Nor is Islam rigid, narrow-minded and inflexible. This particular ayah was revealed concerning Uthman ibn Mad'un. Remember that name, eh? Uthman ibn Mad'un, one of the Sahaba. And radiallahu an, may Allah be pleased with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأُنَاسٌ. In the tafsir, it is made mention that him as well as some people, what were they doing? They were making unlawful for themselves to get married, to eat meat. In fact, some of them, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, even want to castrate themselves. And so this verse was revealed. And we find the hadith, the famous hadith of Anas ibn Malik, that ثَلَاثْ جَاءَ ثَلَاثَةُ رَهْطٍ. What is rahat? Ra, ha, ta. This is a group of 3, 7, or 10, or under 10. It was a group of 3 of them in this particular riwayah that went to the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. They wanted to find out about how the Prophet ﷺ worshipped. And when they received the information, taqaluha, taqaluha. What does that mean? A جعلوها قليلا. They looked at it and said, oh, you know, this is not, you know, this is, I mean, this is the Prophet of Allah. Where are we? Where are we, they said, from the Prophet of Allah? And Allah has forgiven his past and future sins. And so the one said, yes, because I pray the whole night and do not sleep. And the other one said, and I fast the whole year and never break it. And the other one said, and I don't get married to women. Abadan, he said, at all, ever. Like celibacy, like the monks in Christianity. And so when this news came to the Prophet ﷺ, he called them and he said, "Antum alladhina qultum kadha wa kadha." Are you the guys that said such and such a thing? He said, "By Allah, inni akhshaqum min Allahi wa atqaqum lah." He said, "I am the most fearing of all Allah's servants in comparison to you, and the one who shields himself the most from Allah's displeasure. Walakinni, but asumu wa uftir, I fast and I break fast. Wa usalli wa arqud, and I pray in the night and I sleep. Wa atazawwaju an-nisa, and I get married to women. Faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni, and whoever turns away from my way is not of me." In other words, the way of the Prophet ﷺ is neither ifrat, you can't do what you like, la ta'tadu, don't transgress the boundaries of Allah, wa la tafrit, rigid, narrow-minded, and inflexible. The way of the Prophet is the middle way. Khayrul umur awsatuha, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best of conditions are those that are in the middle. This is Islam, the natural way, the just balance. And I guarantee to you, Jamaatul Muslimin, by Allah, as you go through life, if ever you come across a specific mas'ala and somebody comes to you with an opinion that is completely extreme, know that that is not the way of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But don't judge it by your whims and fancies. Judge it by the knowledge that you get from those who know. As Allah has commanded us in the Holy Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask those who know if you don't know. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 88, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, and eat of the pure good things that Allah has sustained you with, that which is حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, that which is pure and lawful. Jamaatul Muslimin, please, I start with myself. I am married, I have a wife, I'm responsible for her, and I have children. I'm responsible for them. Allah is going to question me. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَأِيَّتِي. All of you are shepherds, and all of you are going to be questioned about their flock. Don't bring haram to your home. Don't feed, and I speak to myself first. Riyadh, brother Riyadh, don't feed your family with haram. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أي لحم نبت من سحت فالنار أولى به. Any flesh that is sustained with that which is unlawful, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that is why the wives of the Sahaba, when their husbands left their homes in the morning, the breadwinners, we men, we are the designated breadwinners. It doesn't mean our wives cannot work. They can work without permission, but what they earn is theirs. Most of them spend it on the family anyway, but we are the ones that are responsible. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are the maintainers of women. So when we go out in the morning, like the Sahaba did, you know what their wives used to say to them? Ya Abdullah, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. O servant of Allah, fear Allah. وَلَا تَأْكُلْ حَرَامٍ. And don't eat that which is unlawful. Don't bring haram home to this house. فَإِنَّنَا نَسْتَطِي أَن نَسْبِرَ عَلَى أَلَمِ الْجُّعِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَكِنَّنَا لَا نَسْتَطِي أَن نَسْبِرَ عَلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. For indeed, they said to their husbands, we are able to sustain the pangs of hunger on the dunya. Ons kan maar eide honger lei. But we cannot bear the torment of hellfire on the day of judgment. So Jamaatul Muslimin, just a reminder. And remember, this is the month of Ramadan, the month of building the shield of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the verse by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَلَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. So shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. Look at this. This whole Quran is about taqwa Allah. And this month of Ramadan is about building that taqwa in order that the Quran can be a guide for us. Because the Quran, Hudallil muttaqeen. If we are mindful and careful of Allah, if we are wanting from the depths of our hearts to please Allah and to shield ourselves from His displeasure, then wherever we open this Quran will guide us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May Allah make us of the Muttaqeen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of those who are extreme, either in Ifrat or in Tafrit, but make us to follow the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the middle way of the middle Ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.